so much appreciate all that help, and you make such a difference. And so we're excited about that and thank all of you for that. Jim would like to tell you about bingo.
Just a reminder, and also notice that out of the Narthex today is a wonderful poster, our promotional poster. So make sure that you get bingo on your schedule for either June the 9th or June the 11th. June the 9th, Friday at 7 o'clock, and Sunday the 11th at 2:30. So come one or come both.
I have a great idea, Jim. I think everywhere in the service you'll see the word amen. We ought to say bingo.
I love it.
Maybe not.
You're right.
Oh, well. Summer Sunday School begins next Sunday, and I'll be teaching the adults this fun series called How to Enjoy the Boring Parts of the Bible. I'm serious. So please come and join us as we'll be enjoying the boring parts of the Bible. Sarah, your turn. So, when you do the chili thing, you get the golden ladle. Are we given a golden scoop?
Ooh. Yes, we are. A golden scoop.
Perry Baker, Brett Bernthal, Nicholas Comfort, Jordan Crooks, Crawford Fowler, Savannah Thomas, Courtney White. Now we'd like for each person to introduce themselves and tell us where you're going.
I'm Courtney. I'm going to the University of South Carolina.
I'm Savannah. I'm going to Clemson.
I'm Crawford. I'm going to University of South Carolina, Aiken.
I'm Jordan, and I'm going to Clemson.
I'm Nick, and I'm going to Newberry.
I'm Brett, and I'm going to Midlands Tech.
I'm Perry, and I'm going to Lenoir Ryan University.
Are you finished?
I am.
All right. So am I. So let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Dear friends, life presents us with various significant milestones that set the stage for the next phase in our earthly journey. Graduation from high school is one of these milestones. Today, we wish to honor those who are moving through this special time of accomplishment, transition, and change, and to show them that we, their community of faith, love them, stand with them, and support them as fellow believers in Jesus Christ.
If y'all would come forward as your name is read. Perry Marie Baker. Brett August Bernthal. Nicholas Coy Comfort. Jordan Lyles Crooks. George Crawford Fowler. Savannah Nola Thomas. Courtney Nicole White. At this time of celebration and transition, hear these words from Holy Scripture. A reading from Psalm. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. A reading from Jeremiah. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. A reading from Matthew. Truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Dear graduates, at this special time in your life, we are eager to show you how delighted we are that you have reached this milestone in your life. As fellow members of this community of faith, we rejoice with you and want you to know of our pride and excitement as you move from this accomplishment into the next phase of your life. We also want you to know that wherever you go and whatever you do, you are going forward with our prayers for God's continued guidance, power, protection, and strength. I invite their family members to please come forward and gather behind them. So y'all might want to spread out a little bit. All right, I would also suggest that you go ahead and begin and unwrap those quillos, because in the very next paragraph I'm going to read, it says, as we enwrap you in these quillos, and guess what you're supposed to do when that comes around? There you go. That's right, George. Okay. A quillo is a quilt which folds itself into its own pillow. These quillos have been made by family members of the graduates and members of this congregation. As we enwrap you in them now, know that you are and remain wrapped in our love. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, when you welcomed the children, your invitation included each one of us. Your guiding hand has continually been upon these young men and women. You have sustained them. You have shared in their laughter and wiped away their tears. In times of confusion, you have offered direction. In times of sorrow, you have offered hope. In times of doubt, your Holy Spirit has lifted them up. Grant, O Savior, to each of these graduates the knowledge of your continued presence as they go forth into the future. Guide their steps. Hold them in the hollow of your hand. Bless them and keep them now and forever. Amen. Would you please rise? Members and friends of Redeemer, will you promise to keep these graduates and their families in your thoughts and prayers as they go forth into the future? Will you, as fellow believers in Jesus Christ, promise to help these young men and women as need and opportunity arise? Will you welcome them in love and joy when they return to worship among us? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord watch over you and keep you safe. May the Lord guide your every step. May you always know of our unending love for you. Amen. Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. We're proud of you. Congratulations.
Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
A reading from Acts. When the apostles had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and all the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter, John, and James, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary and the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had spoken these words to the disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave me, I have given them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name, that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O
Christ. If Jesus is God, then why did Jesus pray? The Bible records several instances of prayer, and in the Gospels we see Jesus teaching and encouraging his disciples to pray. Jesus prayed at different times of the day, in different places, on his own, and with his disciples. But why did Jesus pray? If Jesus is God, then why did Jesus need to pray? Jesus prayed because of his relationship with God. In today's gospel, we saw Jesus' prayer for each of his disciples because of their faith in him. In middle school, I remember a lot of my classmates wearing those jelly wristbands with WWJD, or What Would Jesus Do, written on them. Now, this might be a little obvious, but Jesus was unique. Jesus was the Son of God, so a lot of what he did asserted his uniqueness and set him apart from other humans. For example, Jesus walked on water. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm not sure any of my middle school classmates were capable of walking on water. Jesus walking on water marks him as different than us and is not supposed to be imitated by us. So perhaps a better question to ask is, what did Jesus do? Asking what would Jesus do is subjective to what we think he did. asking what Jesus did is objective because we have a record in the Gospels. What did Jesus do? Jesus prayed often. He prayed early in the morning and late at night. Jesus also prayed consistently, without ceasing and every chance that he could. Jesus prayed in every aspect of life, and I know I can't say the same about my own prayer life. Jesus prayed God's truth, a genuine regard and love for God, his disciples, and all who had or would be faithful in him. Jesus also prayed before the critical events in his life. When those difficult moments are happening in our own lives, we're taught to seek God through prayer. And I'll be the first one to admit that that usually isn't my first thought. Sometimes I do this thing where I think I know better, and then I convince myself that I have to wrestle with my own strength. And it's a good thing God is patient, because that pattern is much more recurring in my life than seeking God first. In John, the 6th chapter, Jesus' disciples get caught up in a storm. It was after the feeding of the 5,000 that Jesus told his disciples to get into a boat and go across the lake where he would send the people home. Jesus then went up into the hills to pray. At some point in the night, the disciples were in that boat in the middle of the lake while Jesus was still on land. There was a storm, and Jesus saw the disciples were struggling against the wind and against the waves. Jesus wasn't in the boat because he had gone up into the hills to pray, but Jesus didn't stop praying when his disciples were struggling. When we are caught up in our own storms, Jesus prays for us. When we are caught up in our own storms and Jesus is praying for us, what are we supposed to do? It's a safe assumption to do what the disciples did, but what does that really look like? We keep going, we don't give up, and we have faith. Sometimes when we're caught up in a storm, we try to keep paddling, but no matter how hard we're working, there are still waves and wind working against us. Our alarm clocks go off, we stumble out of bed, skip breakfast, and go about our day that won't be much different than yesterday or tomorrow. Most of us are in a fixed pattern of going through the motions, eating, going to work or school, sleeping, and then repeating that all over. But the disciples paddled through the night. Eventually, Jesus went towards the disciples. Jesus was not in another boat. He walked on the water towards them. At God's perfect timing, he appears. God shows himself, and everything changes. In the storm, Jesus went to his disciples walking on water. When the disciples saw Jesus, they were afraid, but then they heard his voice. Jesus spoke to them and reminded them not to be afraid and to take courage because he was with them. Jesus climbed into the boat, the wind stopped, and the disciples were amazed. Jesus sets a precedent for us here, calling us to engage in relationship with God and with one another. Our relationships with God and with one another are communal, serving a reminder that we are not alone, as well as why we come together as a community to worship. The disciples did not give up, nor did they stop paddling, and we shouldn't either. After reading this story and working my way through it, I'd like to leave my fellow seniors with this. In a few months, each of our lives will change. And even for those of us staying in Columbia, our lives will look different from what we've known before. It is my prayer for all of us that we recognize God's presence in our lives, live prayerfully, remain faithful to God's truth, and cling to the redeeming power of God's love. When a situation feels hopeless and you cannot see God at work, trust him. He is at work. He is praying a prayer that he will answer for you. His prayer is for you and for your situation. God loves you. God cares for you. God will not forget about you, and God will not abandon you. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation.
Maker of heaven and earth, source of all holy wisdom, the foundation of all truth, we give you thanks to you for the elders among us. We are graced by their lives and examples of holy living. We are touched by their knowledge and faith. Bless them, O God, as they are a blessing to us. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer. Almighty God, your Holy Spirit equips the church with a rich variety of gifts. Grant that we may use them to bear witness to Christ in lives that are built on faith and love. Make us ready to live the gospel and eager to do your will. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious and holy God, lead us from death to live, from falsehood to truth. Lead us from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead us from hate to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our hearts, our world, our universe. Lord, in your mercy.
O God, give us grace to set a good example to all those around us, to be just and true in all we do, to use our gifts given by you to serve others and live into the people you created us to be. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God, source of all goodness, we give you thanks for the gift of reason and the opportunity for education. Bless our schools that they might be places of learning where teachers challenge the minds and nurture the hands of students. Make summer a time of continued learning and rejuvenation for the start of the next school year. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Most high and holy God, pour out upon us your one and unifying spirit, and awaken in every confession of the whole church a holy hunger and thirst for unity in you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Triune God, whose will it is that we live in community, bless family life everywhere and fill all homes with respect, joy, laughter, and prayer. Strengthen the commitment of husbands and wives to one another, that they may mirror your covenant faithfulness. Pour out your spirit on parents, that through them their children may taste your unconditional love, and empower all family members to live in your grace and forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you. Again.
us pray.
Be known to us, O Lord, in the breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Shed for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord's face shine on us with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon us with favor and give you peace.